104.3, The River's Hometown Morning Show, brought to us by Bluegrass Lumber and Hardware. Great to see John Douglas this morning. Want to remind you to visit their website, bluegrasslumber.com. Got a fella in the studio with me that I haven't seen in way too long. Young man, introduce yourself to the folks.
Good morning, Breckenridge County. This is Phil Jennings, the high school choral director at Breckenridge County High School.
I am proud to be an alumni of Breckenridge County's choral program. I was one of Kathy's kids, and it has definitely helped shape me in a lot of things that I've done in my life. And I love our music programs. We've always had strong music programs in the county. We produce talented people here, and glad to have you all back. I know the Italian adventure was awesome. I loved the pictures, and I had a little food jealousy, but we're glad you're back in Breck County, too.
Thanks. It's good to be back. We really loved our 2 years living abroad in Rome, Italy. We lived in the north side of Rome, so about 25 minutes from the Vatican. We could ride a scooter there or ride a bus there in about 25, 30 minutes. Wow. Live about the same distance, about 30 minutes from the Colosseum, and my son got to grow up playing around ancient ruins. So anytime he picks up a rock, he asks how old it is. not always as old as you think, Harrison, now that we're back here in Breckenridge.
There you go. We'll get him under some cliffs. We'll hunt for some native artifacts. That'll be right in his timeline. He'll like that.
Well, his papaw's been taking him arrowhead hunting. So he's still in the artifact land. He loves science. He loves history and loves learning about those things. So it's been really good.
Well, fantastic. We're glad to have you all. Big stuff going on with the chorus program, where springtime is a super busy time. It's always a busy time in the life of a music teacher. I say that because fall's busy. Then you got Christmas concerts to worry about. And now spring. Spring is when you all really show out.
Yeah. You know, there are hills that happen for every choral program, not just Breckenridge County, but winter, you know, Christmas concert's a huge one. Spring Review coming up in May will be another big one. And then we are launching our spring musical, Newsies Junior, this coming week. And so there are hills, and I never finish one project before we're already starting on the next one. It keeps the kids busy. Frankly, it keeps me busy. But it's because I like to work on multiple things at once. It teaches them time management. It teaches them endurance. It teaches them planning and processing, because they're a part of the process. You know, they help design the shows. They help with Spring Review. They help design and pick the music. As long as it fits in parameters that I decide, you know, who's going to sing it, who's going to sing which part, those things. But they're a part of the creative process. So that's not something that can be done overnight. And I really enjoy that aspect of the teaching. And also in Breckenridge County, one of the things I really appreciate is that arts have always been well revered, and people show up and show out because our schools are the heart of our community. And in the music world, I think I can speak on behalf of my other music colleagues, that we understand and really value that we are twofold. We are both teaching our students how to perform, how to learn, how to understand, but also we're providing an incredibly important service for our community by offering opportunities. You know, the nearest Broadway show you can go see is an hour or an hour and 10 minutes, either direction. Either you're going to Owensboro, or you're going to Louisville, or you might be driving 2 hours an hour and a half to WKU to see something down there at the Sky Pack. But to be able to offer a Broadway-style production here in Breckenridge County, it takes a lot of time, but also we're grateful that the community shows up.
Sure. Well, these traditions, when I think Breckenridge County has taken them very seriously, you know, we look for these things. So you got tons of treats in store for the whole county this spring, this weekend. Newsies Junior, Chris, based on Newsies, I guess, which has been a huge hit for how many years?
Well, it was first a 1992 film, and Christian Bale played the lead. This is way before he was Batman.
Right.
But we are doing Newsies Junior, and it's the same music by Alan Menken, who wrote Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid, Aladdin. If you were a kid in the 90s and knew any of these shows, the music is phenomenal because it's the same team of composers. It's brilliant music. It's compelling. It's a wonderful story. And the story takes place in 1899. It's a true story. In 1899, when child labor still existed, pre-laws, you know, young kids were selling newspapers from 4 and 5 up until teenage years, selling newspapers for cents, you know, dimes, basically. But that's the only way to make a living during the Industrial Revolution. 1899, then Joseph Pulitzer, who ran the world, we all know the Pulitzer Prize, but he was the largest newspaper in New York City. He owned the world, but he, you know, needed to make more money. He wasn't happy with his sales, so he hiked up the price, but didn't change how much he was going to pay the kids. And so they all banded together. Every borough in New York City slowly banded together, these different neighborhoods. And in New York City in 1899, they were all basically gangs. They were factions of kids who owned territory, basically. And so we're telling a much more G-rated version in Disney's Newsies Junior, but basically all these kids banded together and decided to strike. There was a trolley strike happening at the time, and these children, you know, I've got a seven-year-old, it's his age. And so it's been interesting telling the story and teaching these kids this music with my own kids' face in mind, that that's what it would have looked like. All these hundreds and thousands of kids banding together and saying, no, we're not selling newspapers. And of course, at that time, pre-radio, that's all there was.
Sure.
If the newspaper didn't run, you had no information. And so they literally stopped the newspapers until after a period of time that the newspaper companies folded and said, all right. So it's a really compelling story. And there's some great characters in there that they've designed. But it's a true story about a wonderful example of when people come together to make sure everyone has the bare minimum that they need. You can do a lot of wonderful things. And it doesn't have to come from the adults of mouths. Out of the mouth of babes comes this wonderful story with really compelling, engaging music. And we've just had an absolute dynamite team working on this thing with us.
And I love to see the kids involved in that creative process. You know, when they have a little skin in the game like that, they take a lot more pride in their performance. And I'm sure they're bouncing off the walls right now.
You know, they're calm. It's a calm before the storm. They've worked. We have rehearsed. By the time we'll put the show up, it would have been 80 hours.
Wow.
Starting in January, 2 days a week, just 3 to 6. And then in February, 3 to 6. Then in March, we jump up to 3 days a week, 3 to 6. No weekends, you know, trying to keep work-life balance. And a lot of our kids are in JROTC. They're in athletics. Right. A lot of them are doing high academics. So we recognize, you know, we have to balance. In Breckenridge County, we the coaches, my colleagues at the high school and in the middle school, we all are we're all considerate of one another and check in. You know, we have kids who've been playing the first tennis matches in the last week and a half. Some of our leads are playing their tennis matches and they're running right to rehearsal, missing a few minutes. But you know what? They're balancing it. They're learning that this is what life looks like. You got to learn how to make commitments and balance it and schedule and communicate. Talk to your families, make sure they know what the plan is.
Sure.
These things that kids need to learn. So it's far more than just a show. It's the whole process. And I got to tell you, I get to work with my colleague, Stephanie Bray, at the high school. She's the art and graphic design teacher. And the two of us, we've never worked together until this year on a project like this, but we've had such a good time. And she and I really balance well because she's got all these wonderful art classes that have had the opportunity to help us. I mean, Stephanie and I built the set, and her kids have been coming in and helping in paint. I've had choir kids helping paint. It has been a true village because we have built New York City. When you come out this weekend to see the show, you will see we've built brick walls basically out of Luan and
that's awesome.
All these cool materials, you know, up to 15 feet high. We've got canvas that's designed and painted like New York City, like a sunset / sunrise, and it's 24 by 24. It's huge. Gary Tom with Ambush Sounds, he has donated a whole bunch of lighting and sound lighting equipment to help us bring the show to life. I'm just so thankful for all the people who are making this production come to life. The Breckenridge County, the Country Club of Breckenridge County, the Extension Office, they have been phenomenal in sewing things and finding costumes, selling ads. I mean, every aspect you can consider has been covered and touched by somebody in this community outside of the school day. We've had people coming and building set pieces that are parents. Some of them don't even have kids in the school anymore, but they're a part of the Breckenridge County Country Club Extension Homemakers, and they want to come be a part. So they've built set pieces and props and things that we needed. And I've asked strange questions like, hey, can you build us an 1899 camera? Can't find one on Amazon.
Right.
Can you build us a rolling cart for newspapers that doesn't exist anymore because we can't use a wheelbarrow? You know, all these things that we have now, they didn't have back then, and we wanted to make it as true to the period as possible.
Fantastic. It's going to be great. If folks want to come and check this out, when and where?
All right. So the evening, the community performances will be Friday and Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. school time or central time. And those tickets can be purchased online at breckmusictickets.ludus.com. And that is, you'll see that floating around Facebook.
Sure.
I know my school administration has also sent out emails, but tickets can also be purchased at the door as well to support this. And I'm just so grateful for the school's opportunity. You'll even see some important cameos or people that are colleagues of mine might end up showing up in the show at some point.
Great.
So you'll get to see some familiar faces from around our community playing a role in the show, which is pretty exciting.
And you all have every right to be excited. It's fantastic. So Newsies this weekend, Newsies Junior, check it out. Can I get you to come back before spring review time?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Fantastic.
The other thing I'll tell you is the exciting thing about this show, we have over 45 students involved in this production,
wow,
both on stage and behind. It's a big show because we wanted a stage full of Newsies. So come out and see a wonderful story of 1899, kids banding together to change the world and tell a wonderful story about what kids can do together.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Mr. Jennings, for coming in. Great to see you.
Thank you.
It's been too long. We'll see it again soon.